special place. A place that's full of beauty. Wherever you look, beauty is everywhere. The sun shines, and as it does, the drops on the leaves of the trees sparkle and look like crystal. It's a warm day. The grass is just blowing, and it's soft under your feet. As you look around, it's beautiful, colourful flowers. They look so much richer and stronger and more vibrant than you've ever noticed before. You lean over and you smell. The smell is exquisite. And as you touch the petals, they're so soft. It's as if your fingers could go straight through them. You look around further. You feel a presence. As you see, in the distance, a figure walking towards you. Anticipation starts rising inside. You know something special is about to happen. As the person comes closer, you realize who it is. It's Jesus. And he's coming to you for a special reason. He finally gets very close to you and stops and looks into your eyes. Doesn't even have to say a word, but you feel filled with his energy and his love. He takes you by the hand and he suggests you sit down as he sits down beside you. Feel such a peace that you've never felt before. It's overwhelming, so strong, it's as if it pulses through every cell of your body. And he says, I'm here to equip you. I'm here to enable you to resist anything that comes against you. You're my child. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I've given you my spirit to dwell inside you, so that you can have all power over the enemy. I'm always there for you. And today is a special day. I'm going to anoint you with greater ability to be able to resist the the forces of evil that come against you in all sorts of ways. You've been in a battle. You still are in a war zone. Satan doesn't want you to be well, physically or emotionally. He doesn't want you to succeed in anything that you do. He doesn't want you to be happy. But Jesus says, I'm here, so that you can overcome all these obstacles. First, I'm going to give you a helmet, a special helmet, that I'll call a helmet of salvation. And this helmet will enable you to be protected around your head area, the area where you think. This is also where the priests of old were anointed when oil was poured over their head. And today I'm going to pour special oil over your head before I place this helmet on. You have a special anointing. As he pours it, you can feel it running down your body, over your face, right down till it's dripping on your feet. And you know that this is a special empowerment from him. And Jesus says to you, this anointing, this helmet, is to deliver you from anything that Satan can put in your way, or any of his demons. It's going to aid you in every area of your life. It's going to give you victory over every area of finances, over every area of health, every area of emotion, every area of relationship difficulty, over every area that you could possibly think of. You'll have victory. You'll have prosperity. In other words, success. Your health will be so good, so enlivened, that you'll feel like you're just bouncing out of your skin. And when you come to me, I'll always give you help in your time of need. This is my helmet of salvation. That's what salvation is for you. I want you to just take that anointing oil that I've given you under this helmet. Allow it to remain with you always. Know that it's soaked into the cells and the pores of your skin. Now I have another gift for you. This one's a breastplate. and of course, it goes across your chest. I call this one the breastplate of righteousness. And it covers your chest because it's protection for your heart. I don't want Satan to get anywhere near you. I don't want his demons to get anywhere near you. This is my gift to you also. When you're right with me, you love me, and you're in right relationship to me, I can protect you from everything. This will protect those things inside you, your feelings. When you're hurt, you're feeling down, this breastplate will protect you from these feelings. It will protect you from your emotions. Again, from hurting too much, from the pain of relationships, from the hurt of everyday living. Give you wisdom to make wise decisions in everything. Because Satan can't get in when this breastplate is in place, he has no way of taking that wisdom from you or any of the other things. This breastplate also will give you courage and a will to want to do my work. Breastplate also will cleanse and clear you from any wrongdoing and any wrongful attack that might come against you. Will protect you from all things. This breastplate is a door. It's a door to your heart. It's the door that Jesus' blood is around the frame of. And that means Satan can't come anywhere near it. He has to go. And this blood of Jesus will cleanse your conscience. So you'll be in right relationship with me and with others. The breastplate also will give you an ability to stand up inside for who you are, who you've been called to be, the real you, the unique you, the individual you, and it will help you to abide in me. That is, just be with me in everything. Me in you, and you in me. It will also allow you to present yourself to the Father through me. And this is also your appointment as God's child. You are his son or his daughter, and he loves you very much. also Jesus is saying to you, establish yourself in this intimate relationship with Him and with God. And He's saying to you that this breastplate is going to enable you to do that. And it's also this breastplate, a covenant. And He explains to you that this is a covenant bought with His blood. A blood covenant which has brought you into right relationship with Him. So you've been able to come and receive this breastplate from Jesus. It doesn't feel heavy to wear. It's light and comfortable and fits very well. And as He's still standing there, He's got other gifts for you. The next one, He reaches forward and puts a belt, a wide belt, around your middle. And He says, this is the belt of truth. And He says, this is going to fully encompass you all around. And I'm going to firm it up so it holds tight. And this is going to allow you to be aware of what is happening around you in a new way, and to be open and not closed off in your heart. And it will also allow you to not conceal anything from God. Because of all of this, it's going to enable you to speak the truth at all times, because it's holding everything firm and in place and in right order. And He says to you, it's going to also protect your belly. He says, what I mean by that is, it will protect the creative part of you. It will allow you to bring forward those things that I've put in you that are creative, whether they're thoughts, whether they're musical things, whether they're artistic things, whether they're lateral thinking things. Whatever it is that brings newness of life into this world, I can do it through you when you're equipped with this belt. This belt will also protect your belly in the area of your desires to be filled. So you'll be hungry and thirsty for me, not for anything else, only me. And He also says that this is going to give you the feeling of satisfaction in God. And then He reminds you that out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Living water will come from you because you've allowed Him to live inside you. Spirit of God living inside you. Then He reaches down and says, I have yet another gift for you. It's part of your armor. It's part of the protection that I'm giving you. and he touches your feet. And as he does, he says, I'm going to bind your feet with the gospel, which is his good news of peace. And he says to you as he does, he touches you ever so gently. This is not going to be binding in a hard way. This will be protective of your feet, so your feet can be tender underneath this protection. They don't have to get tough and resilient to the ground beneath. They can remain soft always. And as I bind them, it will give you the ability to endure. Endure to the end. Any hardship that might come your way. And he reminds you that hardships will come. Satan will try things on, but this will enable you to endure and know the secret of being content in every and any situation. He says, as I bind your feet, I'm preparing you for the journey to lead you on. I'm enabling you to go ahead. I'm enabling you to step forward into the ministry that I've called you to. It will also enable you to support yourself financially, physically, and emotionally, because they're bound in a strong way, in a protective way. And as they're bound, they'll also give you stability in your walk with me. You can go the distance, because your feet will not get sore. You can walk the walk, because your feet will not fail you. You'll be able to also work for God. I'll be able to bind your feet in such a way that nothing of Satan can come against you. Therefore, you will be equipped at all times to do God's work. I have yet another gift for you, Jesus says. This one is a shield of faith. And this one will extinguish any flaming arrows of evil that are directed at you. It will protect the whole front of you. And it's going to give you protection from lots of different things. This is your faith. And as you know, faith is getting to know me and having confidence in me. And sometimes, when your faith is low, you remember this gift I've given you, this shield I've given you. And you'll be able to use it. because it's going to give you protection from any wickedness. Any wickedness from any area. Whether it's Satan working through people, or whether it be just the demons themselves trying to manipulate circumstances and situations in your life. Protection from any evil and any viciousness. Protection from Satan himself, the devil himself, as he fires his flaming arrows at you. They just bounce off. They go nowhere. In fact, they bounce so far that they almost come back at him. To be protection from any harm that he may try on you. And it'll also protect you from any doubt or fear. So hold it in confidence in front of you. It's getting to know me, Jesus says, and having confidence in me, he says. Therefore, he says, you will have the ability and the assurance in your life to believe more strongly in me and my ways. You'll be able to remain in me and have fidelity towards me. You'll have stronger conviction because as you hold this shield, as you know me intimately, this shield will allow you to trust me more because I'll be able to prove myself to you in all ways, at all times. And as you do this, you are able to yield more to my will in your life and obey. And that's an easy thing because I never ask anything that you don't really want to do in your heart. I only ask you to do things that will be good for you. And then last, Jesus asks you to hold out your hand to him. And as you do, into it, he puts a sword. And he says to you, this is the sword of the Spirit, which is my word. My word from the beginning to the end and to eternity. My word spoken to millions and millions of people. It's my inspiration inside you, day by day. It's what I tell you about yourself, about what to do, about how to build relationships, about how to come into intimacy with me. And this sword, as you feel it, it's not heavy. It's weighted beautifully. And you lift up. And you move it round. And you do figure of eights with it. And as you do, it feels very comfortable in your hand. And you know this is an aggressive tool. And Jesus says that this is what you will use to attack Satan if he does try anything on you. This is my rhema word. This is my word to you. This is the revelation of my word, which has power. And my word will not return void. This sword is a battle instrument. It's for fighting, and it's for war, but it's a spiritual war. He says to you, we don't battle against flesh and blood, only against powers and principalities. And these powers and principalities are Satan's. So he assures you that every gift that he has given you is perfect in its own right. So he reminds you what he's given you. He touches the helmet of salvation on your head. He touches the breastplate of righteousness, covering your chest. He touches the belt of truth around your belly. He touches your feet, where he's bound them for stepping into his work. And he touches the shield of faith that he's given you, and again, the sword of the Spirit. And he says to you, I bless all these things to you. These are your elements of armor to battle and protect yourself against Satan anytime, any day. Remember these things and allow me to do the work through you. And as he's finished, you feel such peace and contentment. You feel empowered, yet there is no stress with it. You have such love in your heart for him, because he's equipped you to be protected. And you know deep within your being, Satan never again can hurt you. Never again can Satan pull you down. Jesus has given you everything you need. So you look back at him. You say, thank you so much. I love you so much. I'm so grateful that you look after me so well. You're my Lord. my master. I'm so thankful that I know you. And with that, you lay down, completely contented, knowing that there's nothing else you desire. You're completely at ease. Can then you drift off to sleep with Jesus.